This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Especially three special in my life. My mom, Chris, who is the matriarch of the garden club here. She's been incredible to all of us and to my family, plus my wife, Kristen. Thank you so much for being you, because during these quarantine times, she's had to take a lot of time away to be with the kids, and then finally to my mother-in-law. All three of the women there have been incredible in my life. So I'm sure a lot of you out there have incredible women in your life who are mothers. So today is definitely a day to praise them. We have a beautiful day, at least where I am. Yesterday, not so much. But today, I looked out, and it's very nice out, at least for now, right? Our New England weather is something special. We've, yesterday woke up, it was snowing, and then it was raining, then it was windy, then we had sun, and it was blue sky for a while, then it got cloudy again, and then I saw hail again at the end of the day. So we felt almost all of the seasons yesterday. So it's interesting, you know. You wanna get out there and get that garden going, and we've been working on it, and you know, a lot of different things happening. But the weather just is something else. You know, we talk about it, you know, every week, and we say, you know, this is what the weather's going to be like this week, etc., just to kind of get the idea of when we can garden outside and do certain things. But lately, I feel like it's almost just saying, well, it's an anomaly. We'll see what happens next and see how things will go, because we're still getting some of those freezes. We're still getting some of those, you know, the snow, obviously. If you go into, like, northern New Hampshire, northern Maine, northern Vermont, they got actual, like, snow that you could measure. Versus in some of the other areas where there wasn't much snow, it was just in the air, right? So, you know, that the cold temperatures were there. So, it's just all over the place. The one thing I want to keep on with everyone is we talk a lot about, you know, soil temperatures and temperatures outside for frosts and everything. Well, this week, this coming week, we still have a few more days where we could have a frost. So if you haven't put out your vegetables yet that you started indoors, you know, make sure you wait a little bit. I'm looking at the, we've been looking at the forecast, and, the next few days at night, especially Tuesday and Wednesday, it's going to get real cold, close to a freeze. So any of your vegetables that, you have started outside that are non-coal crops, lettuces and things like that are fine outside. They've probably been outside for a while now. But, your tomatoes, your peppers, your squashes, etc., getting those outside, if they're still inside, they're in their starting stages, keep them inside for a few more days. We're looking like just long term, after Wednesday, it'll be nicer at night in the 40s. If you've heard of like the last frost date, at least where I am in the Lowell, Mass, and the most of Massachusetts on the eastern part of the state, our last frost date is about May 20th. So we're about 10 days away. If you kind of look at the temperatures in the long term, where a couple days, and then after that, it might actually be all right to start putting things outside. For those of you who have put plants outside, some vegetables that you're worried about, and you might have added some extra mulch around the plants or things along those lines, just putting a simple blanket over the top of some of the veggies that are out there might help you. It was got pretty cold last night, so you might have, hopefully you had protected last night as well. So that's something to really look at. We talk a lot about just vegetables, right? We haven't really reached out on some of those other annuals as well, because a lot of annuals are starting to come into color. We're starting to try and, liven up the outside a little bit more with some of your petunias, your geraniums, your calibrachoas, your alyssums, etc. Some of the, like the alyssums, sometimes will take a little bit of that cold. Some petunias will take a little bit more cold, but they won't go too cold, right? But then your geraniums, they don't like the cold. Some of your straw flowers, some of those others aren't, too into the cold. I mean, who is, right? But we're starting to get to that point where we're almost ready to just leave everything outside. Again, like I said, usually the last frost is, the 20th of May. So that is something to think about. We were talking at the garden center. I was talking actually with my boss and one of the owners of Mahoney's, and they were just talking about the last time there was a heavy snowstorm. It was May 19th, and there was a debate whether it was 91 or 92. But that frost date almost lives right up to it. So you can never be too overcautious when it comes to these. You spent a lot of time inside getting these ready. Maybe it's working with the kids and getting the plants growing for the season. And I'd hate for you to get them outside now and then have this frost kill them. For the flowers or the veggies, whichever. So really think about it. If you've bought these from a garden center, a lot of garden centers will have something out there that'll say cold weather warning, just to let you know what's going on. So just in case. So if you purchase some flowers, maybe bring them in overnight on certain nights. So we're almost there. We're almost to that end. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel here of, maybe having spring for a few days in a row, right? It just, our weather, they say in New England, and I'm sure it's everywhere, but we claim here in New England that's how our weather is. It's just all over the place. Again, we almost felt every season yesterday. There was, one point where it was so windy, it felt like it was, fall. Felt like it was like hurricane season, right? So it's just a little crazy out there. Something to be saying, all right, what else are we going to get from Mother Nature? We're doing a lot. All of us taking a lot in and working to keep it going. It's just, you got to say, all right, okay, enough is enough. Can we be done? So if you guys have some questions for me, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. And on this Mother's Day, where we celebrate mothers of all, guys are all incredible and take care of a lot of us. And, Mother's Day is once a year, but we should be celebrating mothers and wives like this more because of all they do for us. Because I know I'd be lost without all of the mothers in my life. If I didn't have any of them, I wouldn't know what to do. So we'll celebrate them today. But just remember, it is a day, just one day. But we should be celebrating the mothers throughout the year. Now, we're going to be here to answer all of your gardening questions, any sorts, indoors and out. It doesn't just have to be about the, veggie gardens, or it can be about lawns. It can be about anything you have a question for. We will do everything we can to help you out. But definitely give us a call. That number, again, is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Diane is in Massachusetts.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you for keeping the legacy going.
Thank you.
And hummingbirds,
okay.
With this crazy weather, are they here yet in Massachusetts? I did put feeders out, but one is I'm not sure if they're here yet. And secondly, when they are here, how often should I change the liquid food?
Okay. Now, the hummingbirds usually around this time, right, are starting to show up in our area. Everybody kind of thinks of putting the hummingbird feeder out later, right? It's not a not one that we think of right away, but this is when their migration happens. There are a bunch of maps out there that will show if they've started to show up, and they have started to show up in a lot of the areas. Would depend on which part of Massachusetts you were in to be able to say, all right, they're really here.
Okay.
There's one map that I've gone to in the past called hummingbirdcentral.com, and it's got a bunch of different areas in Massachusetts where they've been sighted. The ruby-throated hummingbird is around. So that one has started to be in the area. It's been a few times in, like, the Boston area, greater Boston area. A lot more have seen hummingbirds on the Cape, where it's a little bit warmer. It's not that it's just warmer, but their temperatures are a little bit different than, you know, the northern part of the state, obviously.
Sure.
So as far as cleaning, you can be cleaning, you know, almost every few days. It's not just about the, it's not just about, you know, keeping it and leaving it, just for, you know, for like weeks at a time. You want to, try to clean it out a little bit, so the mold won't sit in there. Some people use like a vinegar, to clean it. But you want to make sure it's obviously, air dried. But it's going to be something where, I believe it's, you know, I want to say it's like once a week. I don't have the exact, number. But that's what I've heard many times. You know, there are multiple ways to clean them, and I'm sure you've, you know, since you have them, you've cleaned them before. But yeah. some will actually use like, Dawn dish detergent to clean it. Okay. Some will use, vinegar.
Is it okay that sometimes a portion of the day it's sunny where the feeders are, or I wasn't sure if I should find total shade for it?
No, I think some of that sun's gonna be fine for you without an issue. But honestly, I think that'll be fine for it, because you know, you want some of like the reflection to show a little bit where that bright red. You know, if you have the feeder that has multiple spouts on the bottom, as long as those are the red in it, they'll be able to see it. It's not about the color of the feed. The feed can be, you know, clear, and it's not going to slow them down. You know, so I think having it in the sun, not a big deal, in my opinion. You'll be able to get them as well. You know, they might just be right now just trying to figure everything out like we are. They'll come out on some days and say, all right, it's a good day to be out. And then days like yesterday, be like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to just stay, you know, sheltered, et cetera. I think you know, you're on the right track. And I think they're starting to show up in our area, but we're not fully into that season yet.
Yeah. Okay,
Diane. You.
By the way, I'm born and raised in Lolo, so...
Awesome.
We have something in common.
Great. All right, Diane, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of 3 children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness is only happening to kids who've had COVID-19.
Children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome. These are children who come in who don't present the symptoms that we normally are familiar with COVID.
Another staffer in the White House has tested positive for COVID-19.
First, a personal valet for President Trump tested positive for the virus. On Friday, it was revealed that Vice President Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, also tested positive. This is USA Radio News. Hundreds of people attended a rally on Friday in support of Ahmaud Arbery, and officials say they will investigate the man who recorded a video of his shooting. Arbery, who is African-American, was shot to death while jogging in Brunswick, Georgia, on February 23rd. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation announced the arrest on Thursday of Gregory McMichael and his son Travis, who are white. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order requiring mail-in ballots to be sent to all eligible voters for the November election. The measure is meant to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus at polling places. He said in-person voting places will still be available for those who need it, including people with disabilities, those who speak different languages, and those who are homeless. A Gallup poll released last month indicates that three-quarters of Americans favor allowing all registered voters to vote by mail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 3.5 hours on this Mother's Day. And I'll say it often because it is sure true. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You all are incredible. Everything you do. So today is going to be a nicer day than the past couple. So you can get out there again to work in the garden. Work in the yard. Get some things done. Maybe make sure you've taken care of your mom first thing. Maybe make her breakfast in bed for the little ones. I unfortunately won't be able to do that today with my little ones, as my wife's already had to get up because of the show today. So I apologize on that one. But get out there, take care of the yard, enjoy yourself. Give the mom in your life, if you're with them today, some time to relax. Get out there and do some things. You know, we can get out, start with the lawn. I know my yard needs to be mowed desperately. It's been odd, you know, weather-wise. You have like a couple hours here and there. It's nice, and then it's cold, and it's not nice. So it's been odd, right, when it comes to the growth of the lawn. I'm seeing a lot of areas that some of the weeds are starting to really pop through in areas. The crabgrass is starting to germinate and get out there. Our forsythias have already bloomed, or mostly bloomed, right? That's usually the sign that says, all right, it's time to put your crabgrass control down. But that's that's just one of the things that's starting to get there. Our soil temperatures are above that 50 degrees, into the 55 degree for those crabgrass to germinate. So that is something to be working on. We've talked multiple times about, the step or the phase process. We're you know, a few weeks away from getting into phase two, if you will, depending upon when you put down step one, right? You know, we had some really nice weather in March where the forsythias were even blooming then. And you were saying, all right, well, the forsythias are blooming. It's time to put down my crabgrass control. Well, you know, that was about 6 weeks ago at this point. And that's usually what they say, between 4 to 6 weeks, depending upon the lawn that you have, of putting your next phase down. So you're sitting there saying, all right, well, step two, I got to put it down. I'm ready to go. I see some dandelions out there. I see some weeds. Okay, well, let's think about it. You know, can we put it down? I'm sure we could. Yes, we definitely could be putting step two if you did some early. But I like to look at that step 1A, if you will, that next step to make the crabgrass, that late-blooming crabgrass, take care of. Some people, what they'll actually do, they'll just reapply step one, right? That same step one with the fertilizer, with, you know, just so it's step one and then step one again. Some will skip over step two, but most will go one, then two, and then kind of forget from there. But that's kind of what we're looking to do. We're almost there. We're almost at that time frame. There are products out there, like I've said, the past couple weeks where it could just be a crabgrass control for the lawn without fertilizer, right? That's something to look at. Excuse me. So, you know, something to really think about in the future, or if you've, you know, if you know you have bad crabgrass, that you always have crabgrass each season, this is something to be looking at. You know, the Bonide products, they have a four-phase product. They have the crabgrass preventer step, you know, that phase one with a fertilizer. Then they have your broadleaf weed killer, then insect and feed, and then a fall feed, right? They have those four. But what they do have is they also have a phase one and that has no fertilizer. It's a crabgrass and weed preventer. So it's a pre-emergent control of grassy and some broadleaf weeds. So it will actually help with some of that crabgrass. But a few others, you know, it has a little bit to do with chickweed. They have some of that goosegrass and the henbit and foxtail that you might see in there, and some of that spurge. Spurge almost looks like a portulaca look to it, but it is that weed without the flower, right? But Bonide has a product. It's just called Crabgrass and Weed Preventer for lawns and ornamentals. It's a bright blue bag. It'll say spring phase one, but this one doesn't have fertilizer. So you'll look for it. It contains a product called Dimension. This Dimension will take care of a lot of those weeds. And I kind of use this myself as step 1B for that late blooming crabgrass. If you've had tons of crabgrass in the past, and you usually apply step one and then you go to step two, and then later on as the crabgrass starts coming in, you use the crabgrass control in the liquid form to try and kill it. Well, you've already started, you know, that's going to start coming back each year. But if you know you've had it really bad, I highly recommend doing that two-step, that two-phase product for crabgrass. One of the great things about this without having the fertilizer, you can still look at doing a step two very soon with that fertilizer. We don't want to have, you know, because that step two is your broadleaf weed control. We need to have the broadleaf weeds active and growing. So we don't want to put down, you know, multiple fertilizers at the same time, like a step one again, and then a step two right at the same time. Then your nitrogen levels are going to burn the lawn. It's not going to be good for you. So that's why I'm talking about this step 1B. I've had a lot of discussions with people I work with just to kind of say, hey, what do you think? What do you feel on that? And a lot of us have been on the same page with this. So, you know, that the The way I look at it is I've always done five steps or five phases, sometimes even six, to be honest. It would be like a six-step process if you had major weeds, crabgrass, and that's why we would do that 1B. I'd always like to do two in the fall as the grass is growing actively. But, you know, that next phase is going to be a weed and feed, taking care of some of those more of those broadleaf weeds that we're thinking about, like dandelions, henbit again, chickweed, some clover. You'll even see like some wild onion out there. Henbit is one of them. You know, those are some of the ones that our step two is working on. So, you know, I just made a lot of comments there in the past couple of minutes, and I just kind of want to go over it quickly again just to explain. So we started off this spring with crabgrass control with fertilizer. I'd like to see anybody out there who has major crabgrass issues to go with another crabgrass control, one that has the product in it called Dimension, as your step 1B. And then we will go into the weed and feed soon. This one will have fertilizer in it. So that step 1B does not have fertilizer. It's just a weed control and a crabgrass control. We get a lot of questions on, you know, I always have crabgrass and it always gets worse. And that's why I want you to hear about, you know, being able to do two steps at the first one. Because it's very, very, very important to help take care of it. If it's already growing and you're going into liquid form, it's almost already too late for the next season. You're going to kill what's there, but some of that grass has already gone to seed and it's into the soil for next year. So it's not the fix-all. So, you know, I might be harping on it a bit, but I think it is so important for your lawn. If you've had issues in the past and you want to get away from long-term chemicals or and just be able to start feeding the lawn, this is the way to do it. Take control of it, get rid of some of it, and then once you've gone through these few steps, reseed and start getting that lawn green again. You know, I'm sure many of you out there have heard me say it and heard others say it and read it in places that, you know, early spring or fall is the best time to be seeding. In my opinion, I heard this in college, seeding can be done at any time during the season as long as you're taking care of it. The reason behind it is, say you have an area that there's weeds. You kill the weeds and then it's just soil. Now, weed seeds fly in from everywhere. Grass seed doesn't fly in from everywhere. You need to apply it. So weed seeds will then land in that area and will have nothing to compete with. Whereas at least if you're putting some lawn seed down, it's going to give something, if the weed seeds have blown in, something to compete with. You're giving it a 50-50 shot, right? And you're starting to take back your lawn. So that's why I believe that you can put grass seed down at any time, as long as you're taking care of it, watering it. I mean, I wouldn't say 90 degree temperatures for 2 weeks straight is a great time to do it. There's always an exception to the rule. But the fact of the matter is putting grass seed down doesn't just have to be early spring or early fall, or, you know, when I say early spring, I mean any time of the spring or in the fall. It can be in the summer. You just need to take care of it and pay attention to it. You know, once you get the lawn established, cleaned up, and starting to grow, you'll have less fertilizers, less chemicals to put down long term, and you'll just have to fertilize versus working on killing everything to start over almost each year. So that's why, you know, we discuss it so much. The idea is to get to that very green lawn. They had commercials out there, the Scott's lawn, right? That was just so green and beautiful. What they don't show you in people's yards is that it's taken like 5 years to get to that level of constant cleaning up, getting rid of weeds, etc. So it's work, right? But right now we have some time for it. We can get out there and finish it up and get it cleaned, get it ready, and work on it. So this year you can have the best lawn that's out there. And then going forward, work with just fertilizing. Because constantly fertilizing each season is going to help your lawn be successful. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're here to answer all of your gardening questions, not just about the lawn. We can do anything you would like that has to do with the garden. A great question from Diane here in regards to the hummingbirds. This is usually the time to start seeing them on their migration path north and seeing them at some feeders. It's a great gift for a mother to get that hummingbird because the hummingbirds are rare to see and our mothers are rare, right, of how great they are and what they do for us. Something to be thinking about if you haven't gotten anything out there today. But for those of you who have questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. All of you are incredible people.
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have two quick questions for you. They're probably going to be quick. I have a Miss Kim plant in front of the house that's showing scales on quite a few of the branches. Is there anything I can do to feed that baby and maybe bring her back to life? And the other thing is...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Finish the second one and we'll...
And the other question is, I was watching a YouTube video the other day about a fella growing potatoes in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yep.
And he made up the soil mix, and then he threw in bone meal. Now, I've had experience with bone meal and driving dogs crazy and animals. What substitute should I use, or is there such?
You could probably look at for the soil mixture using like a Garden Tone or a 10-10-10. That would be definitely fine. I wouldn't, go into the bone meal on some extent. A lot of times it is that attractant to others that you don't want there, right?
I've had an experience with that in Vermont, so I don't go there anymore. And when he said bone meal, oh no, I don't want to do that.
Exactly right.
Okay, so I can use 10, 10, and 10 then.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
Now, as far as the Miss Kim lilac that you have with scale on it, you can actually control the scale with the All Seasons oil. That's the horticultural or dormant oil.
Okay.
To spray on the plant itself. From there, you can get some just any type of fertilizer to really help it. You could use the 10-10-10. I know you probably will have it for others. That would be fine. Or you could just go like a plant tone or a, you could even go holly tone, but a plant tone would be best, or a 10-10-10 to really get it, give it something back at this point. We want to make sure it gets fed early. And then I'd like to see you feed it again in the fall, at half the rate. And that one you'd probably be looking more at like a plant tone at that point, instead of the 10-10-10 all purpose.
Okay. All right. I'll give him a shot. Okay. Thank you very much, Joe, man. You have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Right on. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take our break in between the hour here. When we get back, more of your gardening questions to help you out with all of your questions. So give us a call. Be back in a couple.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.